Good afternoon, this is Monsignor Lavalley. It's Friday afternoon and we're getting ready for Pentecost. And tomorrow will be the Vigil of Pentecost and then we get into the feast itself. And I'd like to do a few different meditations on the feast. But before we get to that, what I'd like to do today, let's take a look at where we were at Pentecost. Not where we were, but where the apostles were. What was going on just before the big event of Pentecost? Well, the air was filled with confusion, fear, mistrust. It was a rough time. They had gone through the passion and death of Jesus. They became frightened then, but then that was all changed because there was the resurrection. And they thought everything was fine now because he was back. But after a while, he was not back in the same way. And he was preparing them for something. He was preparing them for Pentecost, but they had no idea what this meant. And so he said to them, very simply and straightforwardly, "It is important that I leave you." That sent fear and panic right through them. Probably so much that they didn't hear the rest of it. "It is important that I leave you because I must go so that I can send you the Paraclete." They would not have had a clue to who the Paraclete was. It's the Holy Spirit. But they must have heard more than anything else, "I am leaving you. And in our church, there is a stained glass window of the Ascension and you can see it on their faces. Reaching out, don't leave, don't leave, don't leave." But he does. But he said, "I will not leave you orphans. I will be with you all days, even to the ends of the earth." They don't hear that, or they don't understand what they've heard. And so the setting of the scene for Pentecost is a group of fishermen and a tax collector huddled together in an upper room, probably the room of the Last Supper. They barred the doors because they're absolutely afraid that what happened to Jesus was going to happen to them also. They're there together, they're huddled together, they've got the windows barred. They're in a cocoon and they're not going out. These are the people that are supposed to convert the entire world. They're falling over each other. They want to go back to their fishing nets. But there's one line in the gospel that tells about them gathered in this fear. It's almost like an announcement of a wedding. Present at the wedding were so and so and so and so and so and so. But this is said, "Present among you was Mary, the mother of the Lord." She's in their midst. She's the daughter of the Father, the mother of the Son, but here comes, she's also the spouse of the Holy Spirit. The spouse of the Holy Spirit, and she would have calmed them down. And she would have said things probably like to James and John, "Settle down. Stop worrying about who's more important. You're going to find out that that's not even important. It's not essential. And you will remember that he said, those that put the towel around their waist and wash feet, they are the important ones in the kingdom." They don't understand that, but calm down. James and John, you will understand. And Philip, you're going to learn for the first time what he meant when he said to you, "Oh, Philip, you want to see the Father? Philip, how long have I been with you? Whoever sees the Father sees me," and you will understand that. And Andrew, you have brought a few people to Jesus. You brought your brother Peter to Jesus. But that's only the beginning. You're going to bring thousands to Jesus. You're always going to be the one who introduces. And Thomas, you're going to have some wisdom because you're going to know enough that to understand that when you saw the nails, the mark of the nails and the spear in the side, you're going to understand what that means. And you're going to take your event and bring it to the world. And there you are, frightened little Peter, like a little pebble on the beach. Oh, little pebble, you're going to become the big rock. Your response to the resurrection was, I'm going fishing. Yeah, you are, but not for fish. I will make you fishers of men. And you, when you receive this Spirit, you are going to be strong with a strength you never knew you had. There's the little group. They're all there, frightened. Unknowing of the future. We're all there, aren't we, huh? Can you identify with this group of men that formed the first church? Have you ever felt this way? Not knowing what side is up, not knowing what to do next, wondering if you've taken the wrong road, should you turn back or keep going? Peter, which doesn't feel like a rock, he feels like mush. But they're all there together with Mary, the mother of Jesus, and it looks like there's no future. And suddenly, they're barred in this little room with no air and no light. And then there's the noise. They said it was like the sound of bees. And there was the wind, but the doors are barred and the windows are locked. But there's wind and a noise that begins to grow and grow, and the sound of the wind, and the wind becomes powerful. And in the midst of the wind, there's fire. This is the beginning of Pentecost. Come, Holy Spirit, fill the hearts of your faithful and enkindle in them the fire of your love. Pentecost has begun, but it is not over. And we'll talk more about that on Monday, when we will see how are we like those apostles, and how does the Holy Spirit come to us. Have a wonderful Pentecost. Pray to the Holy Spirit to know Christ. We ask Our Lady, Mother of the Church, to guide us as she guided the apostles. May the blessing of Almighty God, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit descend upon you and remain with you forever. Amen.